It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. They help you producers with lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. The message I got on social media came from a longtime radio newsman in Los Angeles. I recognized the name when I saw it. I've heard him many times. He said, I've been watching you on those Mecum tractor auctions. And he said, I've been admiring those old machines like a Case DC. He said, I grew up on one of those. One thing that folks notice when they look at those tractors that have been so finely restored, they see the outside, but what they don't see in many instances is that the restorers have also used Mystic lubricants to help restore the tractor. Products like JT5, Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is one of those old machines finally restored that it might be 3 decades old, or brand new equipment 3 days new, you can keep it working harder for longer with lubrication domination from Mystic Lubricants. You can look up your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. You know how to spell it. Let me help you, though. mysticlubes.com. As we see this escalation in the vocal, in-your-face confrontations of government officials and appointees, we ponder how deep in the ranks of our officials we'll need to go in providing security for them. When someone as high profile as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell goes out for dinner, one would think, especially in today's supercharged social media stoked atmosphere, that at least a Louisville City squad car might be standing by as the powerful lawmaker is dining with friends. But the video shows it was just the Kentucky senator and two other men walking out of that restaurant on Bardstown Road in Louisville to the bright sunshine Saturday. Don't you have the feeling that we're getting awful close to somebody doing something really stupid? From this week in agribusiness, we still can't be sure that that Friday jump at the grain market, following the weeks of falling prices, is sustainable, as prices of corn, soybeans, and wheat backed off once more in the overnight grain trade. Complicating the picture a bit this week is anticipation of that report on Thursday, the supply-demand report. In that summary, the economist in Washington will plug in some assumptions of corn and soybean yields. And while many analysts believe the USDA could leave these numbers right where they were a month ago, some think the USDA could assume a higher corn yield, maybe a bushel or two higher than last month. This early in the game, for the most part, they believe the soybean yield wouldn't be adjusted, with so many critical weather days still to come. At the Green Bay, Wisconsin Humane Shelter, they know summer is a peak time for animals brought in, and they generally plan on that, but they hadn't planned on this. A woman was found dead at her home at Pittsfield, Wisconsin, and with her, still very much alive, were 30 dogs, 2 snakes, a quail, a bearded dragon, a guinea pig, a rooster, and a white mouse. All except for 1 snake had been transported to the shelter. That snake died. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.